Well, Dennis, we look what's happening market-wise today. I saw the corn drop to a 7-week low. Planters, boy, these farmers took advantage of some decent weather over the weekend with no precipitation. Now talking rain moving in. So right now we've got kind of a almost perfect picture moving in.
Yeah, it's good. The Midwest especially, I think, northern areas are sort of scrambling to make up lost time. But yet, Susan, it'll be interesting. You know, this is May 19th, and I think about 25% of the corn crop will still not be planted, according to what we're expecting to see on the crop progress. So a quarter of the corn is going to kind of officially be going in a little bit late. Nothing major, but I kind of look for this corn market to garner some real good support down here below 480 in the new crop.
Could that give some anticipation then for the beans to say, well, maybe they're not going to get it in, they're going to move it over to us?
Yeah, I think that could be the logical step. I mean, we're talking about prevent plant acres in the northern fringes of the Corn Belt, but of course the opportunity is also there to go to soybeans. That's certainly the trend and has been the trend away from corn in the north and into other crop areas, more traditional type crops. Soybeans, I think, are going to see a little bit of an increase in acreage compared to the numbers.
Which is something maybe we should have been predicting, the way the spring has been going.
That's right. But the other side of the coin is, despite the negative world numbers, they're still increasing demand for old crop corn and old crop soybeans. So, if the demand is there, you got to produce the crop.
How did the weekly export inspections come out today?
I think they were respectable. I'm not sure. I don't have those in front of me, and I'm not sure what they were talking about versus expectations.
Okay, what about, quickly, let's look at the wheat. I know the talk of what's happening weather-wise to the south in anticipation of maybe getting some moisture should be a boost for them.
I guess, but while the wheat market's been down for several days straight, they're talking about, a move down in wheat that we really haven't experienced in several years. I am surprised that this wheat market has pulled back like this, given the crop conditions. Again, we'll see. I would expect this wheat market to turn around here fairly soon.